there'd be a big needle going into your brain, but I'm cool with that.
I don't care. My grandfather always said, if you can't learn something in 3 seconds, it's not worth learning.
Is there such a thing as a font color that will only show up if you hold the UV lamp up to your computer screen?
Oh, we should invent one if there isn't.
I hope you were looking the whole time.
I hope so, too.
Because if you were,
here it comes.
All idiots.
Stupid, stupid idiot.
Dislocating your groin is probably the most painful thing that you could ever do.
More painful than when I had to look into her beautiful fat eyes and tell her that this Manitoba milk bag just wasn't going to work.
H to the C, motherfucker!
Welcome back to H to the C, everybody. It's been a long delay, but we're back, and I've got... This is the part where you say who you are.
Hello, loyal H to the C fans. Ryan is here.
Yes, he is. Ryan's been out having some adventures that we're going to get to. The sponsor, Fuckers and Foes magazine, has been clamoring for this comeback episode, so we're in it now, and you're hearing it in your ears. And that's exciting for everyone.
You know, John, I believe that I might be the most excited person.
I can tell. You're just exuding so much excitement.
Well, it's been a long time. I've come back with something I think is very special.
It wasn't all for naught, everybody.
World premiere at the end of this show, yeah. We should...
I'm very excited about it.
So stick around. At the very end of the show, we're going to play you something that I can guarantee people have not heard for thousands of years.
The internet's going to explode. You're going to be wanting to share this with all of your friends. Even people that you're not friends with. You should just start adding people as friends on Facebook and then sending them this episode of H to the C, because that's how viral marketing works, and you're supposed to do it for us, right?
Absolutely. And I know, like, by times, we may have exaggerated in the past on some things, but this is
in this
no
case
joke.
You're going to want to.
This is international news.
It's going to get to a point where everybody that hasn't shared this on Facebook is just considered a fucking asshole to everyone in the world, and you want to be on the right side of that battle. So share it, click on it, click it a bunch of times. Email it.
John, you're getting carried away. First things first.
I'm just really excited.
We have to tell the kind people what we found, and in order to do that, we've got to go back a spell. Let's back it on up to December.
Back that thing up.
2013.
That was,
a more innocent time.
It was. That was 10,000 Jokes, the second iteration. It was called Stockholder, was the name of the joke in the episode. You played a donkey and a poop and a pooping sound. It was your star-making performance, really.
That's excellent.
So that was early December, but why don't we just pick it up there? What's been happening with Ryan since, as you know,
Jonathan, holidays can be a bit of a struggle for some.
Yeah.
I'm not actually one of those people, but this holiday I decided to go away on vacation.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. I chose...
Away from the hustle and bustle. That's true.
Exactly. Somewhere where I could keep Christ in Christmas. And I thought, a man who possesses the song of a siren is a rich man indeed.
The richest of all men.
So I thought, what better way to richify H to the C than acquire the song of a siren? And maybe catch a few rays, have a few cocktails along the way. You know. Live it up.
All I'm really thinking about is all of the monocles I'm going to have to start buying by the time this episode drops.
Well, we're going to save the best news for the last.
Okay. So, let's get back to your vacation. So, where exactly is the Isle? Is it the Isle of Sirens or Island of Sirens?
The actual name of this island is Sirenus.
All right.
And
so, what's going on up in Sirenus?
Well, legend has it that there's sirens there.
Like mermaids?
No, that's actually a really common mistake. Not like mermaids. Mermaids live in the sea, John. Sirens live on islands. Okay. On the land.
Okay.
They have feet. Mermaids have tails.
Okay, because that's good, because if you want to just have, like, nude women out in the ocean, it's much better if they have a human lower torso, because that's kind of the business end. The top part's important, too. I basically want a full human top and bottom body, I guess. That's my ultimate fantasy. Human top and bottom.
So whether they live land or sea doesn't really matter to you too much?
No, just wherever I'm at.
Well, it kind of actually just sounds like you want a regular woman. Or a siren. A siren fits that profile as well.
Yeah, but like a regular woman, but like when I'm out in a boat just sitting on a rock all naked and hot, that's the woman for me.
I see. You just like the traditional mermaid pose.
Yeah, yeah, but without all the scales and like with a vagina and butt.
What if I showed you a picture of a siren?
Show it away. There she is. That is a nude woman sitting on a rock in the ocean, so...
That's straight from Wikipedia, so you know it's accurate.
So, dish away. Let me live vicariously through you.
Well, sirens, since you confused them with mermaids, I'll give you a little bit of background on them, are known to have a song that can lure a man to the rocky shores of their cliff sides on the islands that they live on.
No, are they just men?
So basically, John, the deal with sirens is that they have what is known as a siren song. And aside from possessing great beauty themselves, they can lure unsuspecting men into their islands via the rocky shores.
I do love a woman that also sounds good. It's always a bonus.
Oh, their voices are beautiful. But, like all things in life, John, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Was this too good to be true?
When I first caught sight of Sirenus, John, I screamed at the top of my lungs, "Avast ye mateys, icy land."
Yeah, we've all been there.
And
not that actual place, but that state of mind.
The guy that I hired to drive me there in his motorboat gave me a pretty funny look, but you know how much I like playing pirates.
Yeah, and you're caught up in the moment. You don't need to worry about the motorboat driver's reaction to your emotions. You just gotta be you, man.
So, no sooner did he turn around from rolling his eyes at me than I heard the song.
Which song?
The Siren Song. John, it's the most beautiful song you've ever heard in your life. It's irresistible.
Like Breaking the Law by Judas Priest?
No. Better.
I don't know.
John, this song is like foreplay. That's kind of how it feels to hear the Song of the Siren.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
I'm glad.
You paint a vivid picture.
Thank you. Well, I didn't have to tell the driver to steer into that song.
And John, was it like a programmed GPS?
It was like a magnet.
Okay.
I don't know if I could have told him even if I wanted to. I was so entranced. As we got closer to the island, it was like I had binoculars on three beautiful women.
So when you said it was like you have binoculars, did you just all of a sudden learn how to zoom with your eyeballs?
That's what it felt like, I suppose.
Okay. So they were so attractive that...
That on a whole landscape to view,
your entire brain to eyeball thing was rewritten so that it zooms in.
Perfect focus.
Awesome.
Thank you. It was awesome.
And what did you see?
Well, I saw everything. I saw nipples and butt cracks and vaginas.
Nice. Were they pretty good?
They were what I could only describe as perfect. Every artist who ever lived collaborated on the perfect painting of the female form was standing on that cliff. And just as I was contemplating that very thought, smash. We went careening into the rocky shores of whatever in the hell island I was going to.
Yeah.
The driver unfortunately died on impact.
Oh, that's too bad. But did his eyes go all binocular too?
Truthfully.
Is that why he crashed? Because he was looking at them? Or just because... Did he have his eyes closed? I need to know what's going on with the eyes of the driver.
I can only speak for myself, John, but I personally had no control over this phenomenon. I believe that it would have been the same for him.
So that's tragic. So you survived.
Eh, it's not that bad.
Did you have any injuries from the
car? I didn't really know him, and I didn't pay in advance.
So what? Did you just crawled from the wreckage? How did you get back up to shore?
I passed out. I can assure you I don't know how I got back up to shore, but when I finally did awake, there were 3 pairs, counting to 6 breasts total, directly within my line of sight.
Nice.
Fantastic thing to wake up to. And at first, everything was amazing. You know, John, when a siren touches you...
Yeah?
If they caress your elbow, or... happen to bump into you in the hallway, or your fingers touch while passing the eggs, or your fingers touch while passing the scrambled eggs at breakfast, you have an orgasm. I mean, John, when I first woke up, they were all over me. They were so attentive. I was having an orgasm every 5 minutes, and it was amazing. And then... life with the sirens almost became normal.
What, just sitting around and having orgasms all for every 5 minutes forever? Sounds good to me.
It sounded great to me, too. But one day, the friction from all of the boners that I received at the hands of those luscious sirens caused my penis to pop out of my pants.
It burst, so the front of your pants just got worn out from the constant erections?
Like a firecracker on the 4th of July.
Just burst right... That's too bad. I never even thought about the pants aspect of this whole thing.
I'm really caught up with the fact that I said, like a firecracker on the 4th of July and not a stick of dynamite. What does that say about me, John?
Do people usually use dynamite on the 4th of July? I wish if I had dynamite, I would fucking blow something up, but I don't know where to get dynamite from.
It would have been a real easy opportunity for me to overemphasize the size of my penis, though.
Right, okay. The old dynamite stick.
Oh, but I digress.
That dynamite stick burst right through the front of your pants. And I imagine you were unhappy about that whole situation. Is that a correct assessment?
No, John, I actually, for once, I'm going to have to say that no, you were incorrect.
You were happy about it?
I was happy about it. Normally, I would be infuriated by my defective pants.
Yeah, I'm always infuriated whenever my erection bursts through my pants.
I mean, the one job, in my opinion, that my pants have, is to hold my erection within them.
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't you agree?
For sure.
Like, why wear pants otherwise?
That's the whole reason that jeans were invented.
On any other time, I would be infuriated. I would raise my fist in the air and I would shake it and I would scream, Levi's! What have you done to me? These are red tags, goddammit! But not this time, John. Such an unlikely thing happening triggered my brain into questioning for the first time in months What was going on? Where was I? What had my life become? What is happening?
Those are all questions I'm constantly asking myself.
Me too. But when I was on that island, when I was with those sirens, until my penis went shooting out of my red tags 101.
This is a good time to ask the fans to send in their fan art. Ryan's penis bursting through some red tag Levi's. Continue.
Well, until that happened, I was under their spell.
Right, and this opened your eyes, as well as your pants.
Very astute observation, John. It did, in fact, open my eyes as well as my pants. That one shred of doubt, that one question, why have I had so many erections and not changed my pants in between?
They should really be providing new pants for you.
Well, it would be a smart thing to do.
Did they ever wash them?
You know, now that you mention it, I think they must have. They're actually pretty clean when the whole incident took place.
Okay, so maybe that's part of it. They just kind of, they got, not only was your erection a factor, I call it the E factor, it was all that wear and tear from the washer machine. And
more to my point, though, that question started a domino effect in my mind.
Right.
It broke down the walls that they had created, and I remembered for the first time since I had arrived on their wretched and sexy island why I had come in the first place, to steal their siren song and intoxicate the world with H to the C.
Right. Okay, so how do you get the song? Do you have a siren that's going to sing the song for us, or?
Recorded it with my cell phone.
Okay.
And then I took off.
Okay, so you recorded it. So we can just play the recording of it.
Yeah, that's a big surprise. We've got a recording of a siren song.
All right. Well, then I think we might as well just get to it. I think in 1 month's time, we're going to be millionaires, Ryan.
Thank you, John. And you're welcome, world. Here is the first ever real live recording of a siren. You're welcome, world.
Right. So tell all your friends. H to the C is on Facebook. It posts our stuff that we post on Facebook on Twitter automatically. It's very impressive.
We're pretty technological.
Yeah, and it's on Podbean. Everybody goes to that website every day. You might as well check us out while you're there.
I would even recommend bookmarking our site so that you don't lose track of it.
Check out our ad with the special scannable QR code in this month's issue of Fuckers and Foe magazine.
You won't believe what our promotion is this month. It's actually so hot we can't talk about it on the internet.
Yeah, download the H to the C app on the Apple Store. Leave us a rating for that. We're very proud of it. We had a team of programmers just creating the shit out of some content on that thing.
Absolutely. And we're going to have an Android app coming up in 2021. So yeah. Definitely stay tuned and look forward to that.
We don't care as much about those people.
I think our release date in 2021 indicates a real commitment to those users.
Yeah, and they'll get to binge listen to the whole thing, I'm absolutely guessing.
So we're actually, in that sense, doing Android users a favor.
All right, so anyway, before we lose too many people getting into the plugs, let's just get to it. Siren song. This is gonna blow your fucking minds. Reminiscing when I had everything on layaway. I roll it with me and my partner like it was training day. Way before the ball, and that was back off in the training days. I used to hit the barber chair and say I need to fade away. Had a crush on what's her name, them feelings never fade away. Older brother gang bang banging like a 808. So you can't take this chain away. Real player, you can't take this game away. Slang away. Walk up in this thing like a real Rockefeller. Hello. But you can't take my dame away. Devil in a red dress, but she got that angel face. I could teach her how to get it day to day to day to day. God, the G code is my combination. Catch me off in the bank, thumbing through all kind of faces. Catch me off
off in court, beating all kind of cases. Weed, money, pussy, liquor, that's my favorite compilation. Diamonds. Diamonds.